sát chủ đề 30 Second Week Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18, verses 14 to 16, and chapter 19, verses 6 to 9. For why gentle silence enveloped all things, and night in its swift course were now half gone. Thy all-powerful word leaped from heaven, from the royal throne, into the midst of the land that were doomed. A stern warrior, carrying the sharp sword of thy authentic command, and stood and filled all things with death, and turned to heaven while standing on the earth. For the whole creation in its nature were fashioned anew, complying with thy commands, and thy children might be kept unharmed. The cloud was seen overshadowing the camp, and dry land emerging where water has stood before, and unhindered way out of the Red Sea, and a grassy plain out of the raging wave, where, though protected by thy hand, passed through at one nation. After gazing on marvelous wonders, for they ranged like hawks, and leaped like lambs, praising thee, O Lord, who did deliver them. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there were a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there were a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, vindicate me against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bother me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous does say, and will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The immense and forgiving love of God. If we want to understand God's love, let us compare it with human selfish and limited love. God is always ready and unconditionally forgive all human sin when people repent and confess. When he forgives, he never reminds people of their sin. In opposition, human beings are hard to forgive others' sin the third time. And to be forgiven, they may require many conditions. Moreover, when others' sin were already forgiven, they still remember it. And when having a chance, they keep reminding and nagging others of their sin. Today's reading highlights God's love and the patient praying so that God would forgive and redeem people. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom viewed the historical events in the Old Testament to set up the foundation for future mission of the world, which is Christ. He will purify people from their sins and save them from the destruction of death. In the Gospel, Jesus gave his disciples a parable of a judge and a widow to advise them that they need to be patient to pray. In all cases, they need to have hope even in a desperate case, since God always had mercy and looked for a way to save his people. Second analysis. First reading. People are praising thee, O Lord, who did deliver them. Third point. Your mighty word has left his throne. The author wrote, "For why, gentle silence enveloped all things, and thy in its swift course were now half gone. Thy all-powerful word lifted from heaven, from the royal throne, into the midst of the land that were doomed. A stern warrior carrying the sharp sword of thy authentic command, and stood and filled all things with death, and third heaven while standing on the earth." This passage was composed from the inspiration of many events in the Old Testament, which expressed God's love for human beings. See Exodus chapter 12, verse 23, Job chapter 4, verses 13 to 15, and 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 15 to 27, Saint Ignatius of Antioch and the church liturgy view this passage for the mystery of incarnation. Jesus' mission in the world are to purify human sin and to destroy death. The mighty word is another name for Christ. See John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The author of the letter to the Hebrew compared the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. See Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Christ is also called the mediator or the high priest to connect between heaven and earth and to reconcile people to God. See Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Second point. God protects his people. Sin has permeated and spread throughout the world. The world mission is to bring back people to their original state at the beginning of the world. For the whole creation in its nature were fashioned anew, complying with thy commands, that thy children might be kept unharmed. Today's passage also records the Exodus and God's protection of Israel in their journey to the Promised Land. The author wrote, "The cloud was seen overshadowing the camp, and dry land emerging where water has stood before, an unhindered way out of the Red Sea, and a grassy plain out of the raging waves, where thou protected by thy hand, part two at one nation, after gazing on marvelous wonders. Lastly, the author recorded the event when Joshua led the Israelites to cross over Jordan River to conquer the city of Jericho. For they drank like horses, and lived like lambs, praising thee, O Lord, who did deliver them. See Joshua chapter 1, verses 11 to 15, and Psalm 114, verses 3 to 5. Second, the gospel. Loyalty in praying. Third point, the unrighteous judge and the persevere widow. Jesus told his disciples a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to lose heart. First, the unrighteous judge did not revere God and pay respect to anyone, to say nothing of a poor widow. For a long time, he did not pay attention to her request, but at last he thought, though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothered me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. Second, the persevere widow. She had no one to rely on. Therefore, she easily become a prey for the wicked people. This widow kept coming to him and saying, vindicate me against my adversary. Being rejected many times by the judge, but she was not losing heart and determined to act until she got the result. Second point, God loved his people. Jesus compared that unrighteous judge with his father, and he guaranteed a reply. Hear what the unrighteous judge say, and will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. However, did it not mean God will give to people whatever they ask, because people can ask what are not good for them? People are not able to foresee the future. Therefore, they do not know the result of what they ask for. For example, asking to win a lottery can lead to the separation of his family, or asking to have power can lead one to death. People can ask what are not good for others. For example, asking for the enemy to be destroyed. They forget that the enemy is also God's child. The bad way to ask is to let God decide what will benefit us and others. There is a story about a king who would like to divide his inheritance to his children. To teach his children a lesson, the king put the most valuable gifts in the bad-looking boxes and the fair gifts in the good-looking boxes. And when it was the turn for his younger prince, he hesitated for a while and then told his father, I don't know how to choose. May you help me to choose? The king chose the most valuable one for his youngest son. Then Jesus said, Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The faith in Christ is the most expensive gift that God has given to people. But to protect and to develop it are people's duty. To make it grow, suffering cannot be lacking. If people did not get what they ask, they must be persevere until they get what they desire. Application in life. Our God is rich in mercy. He does not want to destroy a sinner, but always find a way to lead him back and to save him. If he gave us the world, his only son, what else do we ask? And he does not give it to us. We should pray to God by relying on the works of Christ, the Son of God, have been accomplished. He, the high priest, who will intercede for us with his Father. We must be persevered in prayer and petition. God can test us by not quickly granting, so we have time to recognize the value of what we are asking. He can give us a better gift if he sees what we ask will not bring a good consequence. Amen.